Script: Hello there. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, providing you with your weekly insurance news wrap. Today is Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. This week, we're seeing a crucial reminder from InsureGroup for fleet managers about the heightened responsibilities that come with growth. As companies scale up, the risks associated with expanding truck fleets intensify. Sterling Sanderson, Managing Director at InsureGroup, warns that numerous businesses are fostering growth without updating their insurance or risk management strategies, which can jeopardize operations. He advocates for measures including driver training, real-time tracking called telematics, and ongoing maintenance to mitigate risks. With close collaboration with insurance professionals, businesses can ensure their coverage is effectively tailored to protect hard-won assets. Let's not forget, as your truck fleet expands, prioritizing safety and insurance is non-negotiable. Switching gears now to electric vehicles or EVs. Despite some apprehension around this newer technology, Sean Ticehurst, IAG Research Center head, has bolstered confidence around EV fire risks at the recent Smart Energy Expo in Sydney. With correct installation and diligent maintenance, the risk of EV battery fires is, in his words, effectively zero. IAG's extensive research attests that EVs are just as safe as their combustion counterparts. This understanding helps businesses to unlock the numerous benefits of EVs, from cost efficiency to environmental sustainability. By transitioning to electric mobility, businesses are not only securing future savings, but also propelling innovation in the transport industry. Turning our attention to regulatory matters, ACCC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, has launched a federal court action against RAC Insurance. This comes in light of allegations implying misleading premium comparisons, impacting more than 500,000 customers. There's an ongoing investigation into claims of inflated last-period premium figures in renewal notices. Despite the negative implications, this case reminds us of the critical importance of transparency in insurance communications. Lastly, in response to ex-tropical cyclone Alfred, which caused significant flooding in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales, a unique initiative has been launched by the Insurance Council of Australia. The ICA is recruiting skilled tradespeople from across Australia and New Zealand to aid in recovery efforts, facilitating connections with insurers and builders. These individuals' skills will now be formally recognized across borders, expediting the rebuilding process. It further emphasizes the need for efficient and appropriate insurance in the face of unpredictable natural disasters. That concludes your weekly insurance roundup. For more details on our personal and business insurance offerings, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estrotori. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, take care.